Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, May 15th. Owen Sound Police have announced charges in relation to a recent fatal hit and run in the city. Police say a 21-year-old man surrendered himself and was charged with dangerous operation and failure to stop at an accident causing death. A male pedestrian was struck and killed while walking in the area of 5th Street East and 5th Avenue East around 3 a.m. last Saturday morning. Police have not identified the victim. Owen Sound Police say evidence related to the investigation was also seized as a search warrant was executed at a residence on the city's west side. The first phase of work is wrapping up on Port Elgin's Goderich Street. It had been closed in part of downtown since early April for road and underground infrastructure work. The road will stay open for the Victoria Day long weekend, and then phase two of the construction project will begin. It involves more underground infrastructure work, some paving, and brick replacements at the Mill Street and Elgin Street intersections. West Grey will soon have a new police chief. The West Grey Police Service Board has named Jeremy White as future chief of police. He's been with the service for 25 years. White will officially assume the role on June 28th, following the retirement of current police chief Rob Martin. West Grey Police Board Chair Dave Fawcett says White brings a wealth of knowledge, leadership, and a strong connection to the community he serves.
Well, Jeremy's very involved in the community. I mean, he's very sports-oriented. He's helped coach a lot of the minor sports.
A new long-term care home is going to be built near Craigleith. The town of the Blue Mountains says it's reached an agreement with People Care Communities for the facility on part of the former Tees Please driving range property at Grey Roads 19 and 21. They're planning to use 3 acres for the new care home, which will have the capacity for just under 200 people. A building's going to be demolished in Tobermory for a new parking lot. Northern Bruce Peninsula Council signed off on the demolition of the old Tobermory Daycare building on Centennial Drive. Council also decided at its meeting Monday to set aside funding in next year's budget for a gravel parking lot at the property with washroom facilities, as well as a shuttle service. It's budget day in Ontario. The Ford government will present its first financial plan since being re-elected in February. The premier says the budget will have measures to stimulate the economy in response to the trade tussle with the U.S. Meanwhile, we will not be getting a budget this year from Prime Minister Mark Carney's federal government. Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne says the government has several issues to tackle before Parliament returns next month, and a budget is not one of them. He says a fiscal outlook will be presented in the fall. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading. A breath in the recent market rally yesterday. The Dow closed 89 points lower at 42,051. S&P 500 and NASDAQ posted more gains. The tech stock benchmark was up 0.75 percentage point, sixth straight winning day for the NASDAQ. The TSX closed 75 points higher to 25,692. Bitcoin trading more than 1% lower this morning at just over 102,000 US. The price of oil slumps more than 3% to 61 per barrel, while gold's off as well to 3,170 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 71.59 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Remax. The Panthers walloped the Maple Leafs 6-1 to take a 3-2 series lead. It got so bad that fans started leaving in the second period when Florida scored 3 times in a span of less than 8 minutes. The Leafs scored with just over a minute remaining to prevent them from being shut out in back-to-back games. Auston Matthews still hasn't scored in the series. Game 6 is tomorrow. The Oilers are in the Western Conference Final again after Kasperi Kapanen's overtime goal in a 1-0 win against Vegas. Edmonton will play the winner of the Jets Stars. Game 5 of that series is tonight. Jets need to win to stay alive. There were a couple of head coaches added. Vancouver hired Adam Foote and Philadelphia brought back Rick Tocchet. The defending champs were too much for the Toronto Raptors. Minnesota took the series with a 4-3 overtime win. The NBA champs aren't done yet. The Celtics won to force a Game 6 against the Knicks, and Minnesota eliminated Golden State in 5. And Alejandro Kirk's 3-run home run was all the Jays needed to defeat the Rays. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owen Sound's Junior Elite Women's Lacrosse team takes on Orangeville tonight. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Junior B North Stars host the Alora Hawks at Durham Community Center. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather is coming up next. A sun and cloud mix today with a chance of some showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A high of 24. Tonight, cloudy with rain overnight, possibly thunder showers. A low of 16. And a chance of some showers early in the morning tomorrow. Then a mix of sun and cloud. A high of 24.